Makis, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. Hazari given l'shusa rab v'horag, hareza goyla. If somebody takes a rock and throws it into the Rishusa rab, and there's somebody walking by, and the rock lands and kills somebody. Hareza goyla, goes into golos. The Gemara understands that's poshut, that the Mishnah cannot mean somebody throwing a rock out of a window onto a busy street. Such a person is a shoyge karv l'mezid. There's no element of non-wrongdoing. Ir miklod only works. What does it mean works? It means that if he's there, he's niklod, he's saved from the goyel adam. We'll see more about that in the second half of the perek. It's impossible to say that a person who's a korv lemezid is niklod al yidei going into golos. So it's pasha that we're talking about a case where it's taka not his fault. So the Gemara has the case of Rishus Rab, the Gemara is looking that out of hand. There's two other cases. The case that we're talking about over here is a ashpo, which literally means a garbage, but what it means is a place of asiyas tzrochim. It's a public lavatory, public bathroom. And the Gemara has one type of place, which is an ashpo that's Rishus Rab, it's not as secluded. So bederech kol, people don't go in during the day. It's a little bit closer to the street, so people only go in by night, where they can't be seen, so it's more private. Lemaisa, if somebody doesn't want to walk out, and occasionally he could be compromised, and he'll use it during the day also, so Mamela is not an oinis mamish, because Havalelei, that person should have realized, that somebody might be there occasionally during the day. So therefore, he's considered a shaykh. If it's a place where people don't walk in at all during the day, or it's out of service, it's not a used bathroom at all, so then that would be considered an oinis mamish. So that's the case in the Mishnah. And the Tanakhama is using that case, which really, only from the Gemara you know what's the element of shaykh. However, there's another chiddush. When a person throws a rock, he didn't throw a rock at the person. The rock was flying and it hit somebody. Says Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, im kishi yotzeso ho even mi yodoi, hoitzi haloz es reishe v'kiblo hareza potter. If the rock wasn't going in a straight line towards the person's head, but the person had to walk to go into the path of the rock, he's potter. It sounds like the Tanakhama doesn't hold that way. Now, it happens to be that there's a major machlokes rishonim how to learn the parameters of this din. What the Mishnah is saying is that b'chi ha'gavna v'hoitzi ha'loz esroi shivi kiblo, it's not considered the fault or it's not considered the chiyuv of the one who threw the rock. You could say that the pshat that is, it's a p'tur al tzbin karv loinis. L'maisa, there was nobody there. There wasn't even anybody. The reason why it's not even regular shoygig is because there wasn't even anybody that could have been there. It just happens to be somebody walked into the path of the rock. There are rishonim that hold that way. Others hold that the call of an oinis, at the end of the day, even if somebody walked in the path of the rock, you should have been throwing a rock. Occasionally people do walk into that place. So the pshat is, that's Gzeis HaKosu, that the Torah says specifically, the noshal abazel when eitz, we have the loshon this pasuk in Mishnah Aleph. Umotzos re'eu v'meis. Something went flying and it went in the direction of re'eu. So that's going in the direction of re'eu, not re'eu going into the path of that barzel that's flying. That would be another way of learning. That's exactly kozav and golus. A third shita, which is a shita mechubet deshes that Achron Madanon, is to say that over here shteit a tifrezach, that this is a hafko on the shem maisa b'chalal. It might be if somebody throws a rock into Rishus HaRabim, it might be totally the fault of the person who threw the rock into Rishus HaRabim. But at the end of the day, if the rock was flying on a 90 degree angle and somebody had to run or bicycle into the path of the rock, the Maisa Zurika was pointed at that direction, and the person had to walk into the rock. It's not the Maisa of the Zurik. Fault? B'dinei Shemaim Avad, it's his fault. But the state in the Mishnah, Adin, that Hoitzi Allah as Roshoi, is not considered a Maisa. It's not the Maisa of the one who was Zurik. The Nafkamina of that has nothing to do with Golos per se. It would be part on a Maisa Mazik also. There's a discussion about this in Bava Kama Daf Lamed Gimel. It sounds over there like there's support for such an idea. Achrenim HaMetzayin, the Sugya. So this is a very, very important idea. Others want a Taina, you look at the Malach HaShleima and the Taisis Yontif, that it could be a Tanakama of Lazmei Yaakov never had a machlokes about this. Tanakama was making his point about a Rishus HaRabim with the context that we were talking about, with the Ashpo Asui Lefanes Valaila Valabi Yoim. Lazmei Yaakov was making his point. The wording in the Mishnah of Lazmei Yaakov Oimer usually means that there's a machlokes. It could mean over here this was his Chiddush. That's why the Mishnah quotes it Bishmoy. The machlokes are shayin. Zorak esoeven lechatzeri v'horak. A person threw a rock into his own chotzer. Reisha, the Mishnah, says he threw into a place. We had no business throwing a rock. This is his own backyard. V'horak l'maisa, there's somebody there. Im yeshu shuslan nizik likomis l'sham. If the person there had rishus to be there, so then you should have been looking out for him. That means it might not be his rishus, but he was given legal permission to stand there. He's a guest of yours. He's somebody who's given rishus to be in your backyard, to walk through your yard. So then the halacha is goyla, the person who threw the rock is chayiv. Vim lav ene goyla shenemar. The pasuk says vasha yovo Yisrael bayar. The pasuk that's talking about v'nosh labazom neitz that we had says that the case is somebody comes after, or he comes near somebody else v'eyu bayar in a forest. Why does the Mishnah, well, I'm sorry, why does the pasuk have to be mefar at the forest? What does the Torah want with that? It's time to give a dogma? No. Mahayar Rishus Lanizik Vigam Lamazik Likonis Lasham. It's open property. It's public. Anybody can go there. That's the context of two people where one person's invading the other person's space. The Mazik is wrongdoing by throwing something at the Nizik. Yotzachotza Balabayis Shein Rishus Lanizik Lamazik Likonis Lasham. B'chi Hagadna, there won't be a Chiv. Certainly one is not allowed to throw a rock at somebody's head just because they trespassed in your backyard. That's not the question. The question is whether there's a hafko over here on the shem chiyuv of Golos. L'maisa here as well, you look at the Aruch Lanet, sounds like it's machlek sushenim. It's meduyik machlek sushenim. Whether the pshat over here is it's not his fault. He didn't know somebody was there. He didn't have to look out for him. So it's karv la'inis, or at least not a full shoygig, where this sheer negligence going on. Or we could say, no, it's not karv la'inis. Karv la'inis to throw a rock, right? Don't throw rocks. It's a dangerous hobby to throw big rocks in unknown. You have no idea if anybody's there. However, the Torah L'maisa puts the context of Chiv Golos in this parasha. It's Afkoh and Chiv is Golos. One's a lumdus in Golos and one's is a oinis, which could apply in other areas in Torah. Namely, when we learn Bava Kamma, in the third and the fourth parak in Bava Kamma, the third and the fifth parak in Bava Kamma, there's discussion over there about a person who lets his shor loose in his chotzer. Again, if somebody else is allowed to be there, so then you're responsible for any hezekim. You gave him the right to sell lemonade there, and you let your shor on the loose, and it knocks over the lemonade stand. Of course, you're chayiv. But if the person had no right to be there, so again, there's no chiyuv. So if this is a golus dikadin, then the halacha over here has nothing to do with over there. If this din is a more inclusive halacha, and it's a definition of a person's responsibility, then it could have import over there as well, which would sound, be interesting that Exerza Kosov and Golos should factor in to how we would learn the din of Mazik. Over there, the Gemara brings other Makaris. Abishol gives a different drosha in the Torah's usage of the Yar. Ma chatovas eitzim rishus. The activity of cutting wood is a rishus. It's something that a person is doing because he wants to do it. Yotza ho'av hamakas b'nai. Father hitting his son. Father's allowed to discipline his son. Doesn't say any place in the Torah that a father is not allowed to use l'tzer chinuch, corporal punishment. However, what happens if he hit him too hard? L'may said nebuch, killed the child. Would he be chayiv? L'chayra. Maybe, yeah. He did a ma'isa harigo. B'shoigig. V'harava roides Talmid, the same thing, Rebbe hitting a Talmud. U'shliach Bezdin, or a shliach Bezdin that has to force somebody to listen to the Bezdin for any wrongdoing or to be mekayem mitzvah, say. There's no halacha, he's allowed to kill him. What happens if he hit him by accident in the wrong way and the blow l'maisa killed him? Today we would be medama that to police restraining somebody who's a suspect. And there was a hariga b'shoigig. Would they be chayiv? Abishol says, since all these activities are mitzvah activities, chinuch, limud haTorah, enforcing halachas in the Torah, Ha'idei Shliach Beis Din, Memela does not have the shame of Rishus, and there's no Chiyuv Golus. The Maaseh, the Mefarshim over here on Shliach Beis Din, tells too that this is not necessarily talking about Shliach Beis Din, Legabe enforcement of mitzvahs. It's talking about Shliach Beis Din was giving malchus, and they shatzed up that the person who's getting malchus could withstand. You don't give malchus if the person is very weak and he's going to die. There's no halacha to kill somebody for being over a lav. So if he was supposed to be able to withstand, the Lamaise had a heart attack because of the malchus, the Shliach Beis Din is potter. Who needs a pasuk l'chari once they made a medical assessment? So l'chari is hitting him kedin, he's an oinis. That we'll have to see him, it's Hashem, in Perigimu Mishnah Yudalit. Mishnah Gimel. Ho'av goyla yidei ha-ben, va-ben goyla al yidei ho'av. Even though we had the din of ho'av make ez benoi in chinuch, vizaptur, but the Mishnah is sosam over here that a father can be chayim on a son can be chayim on his father. There's no reason why, in a case where a father is doing the roof and the thing fell down, or the well, any of the other cases that we had before the Mishnah, or the axe in the forest, why shouldn't that be true on a father and son? Mishnah adds, Hakoil Golin al Yidei Yisrael. Anybody could go to Golus for killing a Yid. V'Yisrael Golin al Yideihem. And a Yid could be killed. I'm sorry, a Yid could have to go into Golus for killing them. Who's the them? Who's the Hakoil? And who's the Yideihem that we're talking about? So what the Mefarshim explained is that what we're talking about over here is an Eved or a Kuti. An Eved, Knaini, has a din of a Yid mitzvahs. It's possible before Shem Pashtim Mishpatim that if somebody kills another Knaini, it's Chai Misa. There's a special din that if the Odoin kills him, but even where he could say that he was whipping him into obedience, even though maybe he shouldn't be doing it, but Lamaisa, we won't consider that a Maisa Ritzicha if he died after 24 hours. That means if he took out a gun and shot him in the head, then he's Chayiv even on his own Eved. Avada, there's a din of Ritzicha on Eved Knaini because there's a din of Yisrael. He's mechuyev b'mitzvus ki'isha. A kuti, another example over here, the Mishnah is holding that a kuti is geri emes. Famous discussion we had in Mishnah is gittin, comes up in other places, in Erevin, where there's a machlokes tanoim. What was the din of the kutim that were in Eretz Yisrael in the times of the second base of Mikdosh? Do they have a din? They were megayah. The shah is whether their geris was legitimate or not. And this is an ongoing, whenever you have kuti in the Mishnah, you always have to dan, is a kuti a real yid? The Mishnah clearly is going that a kuti hakoil is koil him also, so that means the kutim geri emes. The term geri aroyos is because they were intimidated into geris al yidei influx of lions, much like makas aroy, and it could be that the geris was not authentic. That's the shaila in dispute as to their status. Lamaisa, the Mishnah adds, Yisrael klapi evident kuti klapi Yisrael, yes. Chutz, the exception to the rules, me'ayidei ger toishov. The Mishnah says that a ger toishov does not have a din that he goes into golus. If he kills b'shegeg yid, the halacha is that if he kills Yisrael golem ayidem, if he's killed by a ger toishov, the halacha is that he gets mitza. Who's a ger toishov and what's his din? A ger toishov is somebody that was mekabel on himself, a goy who is mekabel himself, not gerus, he was mekabel on himself that he has a din to be Mekayim Shev Mitzvah Noach. Not he happens to be a decent moral citizen. He's Mekabel on himself, Dine Yisrael, Legabe Shev Mitzvah Noach. So he has, let's say, Pashto Mishpotim. If a person has a behemoth that turns out to be Trefa, he should give it to a Ger Toshev. He does have certain schusim. There's maybe if he's down and out, if he's poverty stricken, to be Mefarnes him, Pasuk and Pashto's Bahar. But a Ger Toshev Maaseh is not a Yid. Shal Legabe Shabbos is an interesting discussion. Legabe, some type of Shmir Shabbos, they get Toshav. There are Makairis that he's not Shemir Shabbos Mamish, but he doesn't do classic Malach. He doesn't work in the field on Shabbos. He could at home, he could put food on the fire. Whatever, that's a discussion, not for now. Agapana, what's Mavur over here is that he doesn't have a Din Golus. The Shaila is what the Pshat this is. The Gemara brings a Pasuk. The Pasuk in Pashas Masay says, V'hoyu lochem ha'orim lemiklot. These cities, the Ari Miklot, are koilit. They absorb the Retzeach B'shoikik. And like we said, because of that, he has a din to go into galus, and he has atzola that he can't be killed by the goyel adam, the close relative of the netzach. The shaila is over here. What is the Mishnah telling us as far as the getesh is concerned? One could learn, this is the way Rashi learns on Daf Tes, that doshteit that a benoyach is chayiv, benoyach a getesh is chayiv on any shoygig of any of the shevim benoyach is chayiv nisa. The halach is there's no malchus. If he violates any of the shevim benoyach, gezel, evim, menachai, ritzicha, gili harayis, etc., the halach is his chayiv nisa. The Rambam famously in Hilchos Malachim says that that was the oinish of the residents of Shechem because they didn't set up a court system. So Chayim Mitzvah, it's one of the Shev Mitzvah Neinach, is to set up a system of law. They allowed a Maisa like that to take place. The Chayim Mitzvah, that's how Shimon V'Levi were able to kill them out. L'maisa, B'shoigeg Rashi holds the Shev Mitzvah Neinach and Achayiv. The chiluk between Maisa and Shoigeg exists only Gabe Yid. By a Goy, the act was done. And if the act was done, it's Chayim Misa. Others understand the Rishen Machalik Mufurish, take a look at the Taisis Yomtiv, that Avada, that's not so. Shoigeg is Shoigeg. However, over here, what state is that Lamaisa, any Ritzech B'Shoigeg is Chayim Misa. He can be killed by the Goel Adam. Just he has the option of running, and he can be Niklat in the Ir Miklat. He doesn't have that option. Vohu Lochem. So Memela, his din is Memela, he's Chayim Misa. That's all it says over here. It's not a klal. The Gertoshev and Igoyla Elai de Gertoshev. A Gertoshev could only go into Golus Al Yedea Hariga of a Gertoshev. A Ritzicha Beshoigig between two Gertoshev, he can go into Golus. Which is hard to reconcile with what we just said. The Pasuk says, Vahilochem, the Gertoshev is not there. The Torah is not talking about the Maisa. The Torah is talking about whether he has a schus to be there. Has that fit? So the Gemara has to work that out. Hasuma ene goyla, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. A new interesting din. Hasuma is blind. He killed b'shoigeg. You have the very first, or one of the first ma'aser ritzicha in the Torah, is Lemech, then the Parashas Bereishis. Rash says over there that he killed his great-great-great-grandfather, Cain, and he was blind. As I take a look at Rash over there. So the ma'aser over here, the suma is ene goyla. The pasuk is memayit. Because the pasuk says, das. He's a person who normally should be seeing others, and he doesn't, but a blind person can't see others. So no, there's not kind of goals. The Torah, Lamaisa says that, the Gemara over here, Dashins, that Bivli Das, it says twice. So whenever there's two miutim, why would the Torah have to say two miutim? So he can be chayiv. Of course, he can be chayiv only if it conforms with the Gedarm of Shoigeg. If it's carved la'inis in different types of cases, where it's totally not his fault, he won't be chayiv. Now the Mishnah says something else. Hasoine eine goyle. A soine, somebody who's an avowed enemy. Gemara says it doesn't have to be mamish an enemy. Somebody mamish, he's not on talking terms with somebody else. Gemara says, Mishale diber imre'eu shloish yom mishum evesh b'neim. Now, if two people have a little bit uncomfortable with each other and they avoid each other in shul for 3 days, I don't know if that's soine. Soine means he doesn't talk to him. So I'm not sure, Lufi, today what the gather of a soine is. The Mishnah has a soine, and when a soine kills b'shoigeg, you have to assume that there's an element of mezidus there. It's a chiddush. Who says just because he doesn't talk to him that he would kill him? There's a long distance between being upset at somebody and not being on talking terms and killing him. But there's such a chshash, you have to see such an undertone, and therefore he can't go into Golos. Now what it means, he can't go into Golos. What do you mean, he can't go into Golos? He's potter from Golos? No, he's worse than a regular shoygeg. The Ir Mikla is not koiled him, he's open to the Goel Adam. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Oyma, Hasoyni, Nerag, Intesant Alocha. Where we saw, Adam saw that he killed B'mezid, but he didn't get Hasro. You have to read this into the Mishnah. He didn't get Hasro, Mipnei Shehu Kimuid. If you see clearly that the story was an accident, it was a car accident, he didn't kill him B'mezid. He was fixing the roof and something fell down. Clearly that's a shaking. But where it's Sova Lohaniach, that the Maisa in front of us seems like a Mezid, you don't need the Hasro to rule out that he was a shoygeg. Now, the other reasons why you need Hasra as well. Hasro is that he knows the import of his Maisa, that he's going to be Chayv Misa and Bezin. What about that? You could assume that he killed Bemezin, but maybe he doesn't know that it's a capital offense that's punishable by death, Besayif. It sounds like Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda is talking about somebody who does know, and the Gemara goes off into a discussion about whether a chavra, somebody who you assume knows halacha, could be muchzik to know the einshim of halachas, and he doesn't need hasra. It could very well be, this is the way we paskin, that hasra is a prerequisite in every averu. Hasra is not just to rule out iyidia. Hasra is part and parcel of a maisa that a person is killed. This is a story that we said in Mishnah Sanhedrin, where when a person does an averu with hasra, it's on a different level of an asiyah. He was over the averu mitoich hasra. Different type of averu. Reb Shimon Omer, yesh soine goyla, v'yesh soine she'ene goyla. There's a soine who does go into goals, doesn't go into goals. It's a little bit vague. Ze'aklal. Kol shu yochel lemel ladas horag. Whenever you could safely say that the hariga was bekavona, ene goyla. Because we're choshed that it was. He's not killed necessarily in Bezdin. He's not saying what the Reb Yehuda says, but l'maisa, ir mikla doesn't work. If the assumption is over here that he killed him, so even if there's an element of soine, but if you don't see anything in the maisa that would indicate that the soine kite was involved, you see a clear shoyge, so then the halacha is that he does go into kol.